Good evening, and welcome to GarageBand Radio. I'm Sam Meyer, and we're here with Jenny, who's about to tell us all about her interesting Christmas adventure from last year. So, Jenny, tell us what happened.
Every year, it's tradition that my dad and my uncle go out on Christmas Eve and come back with a Christmas tree without spending any money. It's always been a mystery to me how they always manage to get a tree, even if the trees haven't been very nice. One year, we had to hang the tree from the ceiling. Anyways, this year, I finally convinced them to let me come with them to get the tree, which I was very excited about because I've never gone before.
So tell me a little bit about your Christmas last year.
Every holiday, my family and my uncles and aunts and cousins, all on my dad's side, go to my grandma's house. And my grandma lives right outside New York City in New Rochelle. So Christmas Eve, my uncle, my dad, and I all piled into my uncle's car, and we drove off to the city.
So what were your thoughts going into this?
I was very excited because I'd never done this before, and I was hoping that this night would be full of adventures.
So did you guys have any definite plans that night?
Our plan was to walk around and look for crappy trees that the Christmas tree vendors abandon on the side of the road when they go home on Christmas Eve. Seeing as it was New York City, there wasn't a lot of places we could park, so we parked far away and decided to walk until we came across a tree. So we parked like about 10 blocks away from where we thought we might find one, and we started to walk, and it was very cold out, and it was a long walk, but finally we saw about three trees on the side of a sidewalk, and they were all the rejected trees, so they weren't really nice, but we didn't mind because we liked them that way. So we picked one of them, and it was about the biggest one they had, and we were carrying it. We all had to carry it because it was pretty heavy. So we were walking, and about four blocks in, I tripped over the sidewalk, and I think I might have twisted my ankle or sprained it or something because it started to really hurt, and I couldn't put any weight on it. So, I mean, I tried to hobble for a few blocks, but it was just painful. So finally they let me sit down, and we rested. And after about 10 minutes of me just sitting there, my dad had the idea to have me sit down on the tree and they'd carry me that way.
I'm gonna have to be honest and say that doesn't sound like too good of an idea, but how'd that work out for you?
So, at first I was a little hesitant to do this because, you know, it's a little crazy, but finally I just sat on the tree and they started carrying me down the street, and the tree was very old and it was a little rotten on the inside, but we didn't know this. So, you know, about two blocks later, I felt the tree kind of making a creaking noise, and before I knew it, it had collapsed in and I landed on the sidewalk. And as if things couldn't get any worse, I realized that I had landed in a pile of dog poop. So there I am, sitting on the sidewalk in New York City, covered in dog poop, with a twisted ankle, and a Christmas tree cut in half. So my uncle and dad, they didn't really know what to do. Finally, my dad said that, why don't I wait there on the sidewalk? They'd go back to the car with the tree. They would bring the tree back to my grandma's house.
Okay, so you went to a restaurant. You must have had to keep warm.
They were pretty nice to me. They said that I could sit in one of their booths and wait until my ride came. And then something strange started to happen. They started giving me weird looks, and like they were kind of whispering and pointing at me. And finally, one of the guys who worked there came up And he said, "Excuse me, ma'am, but we're going to have to ask you to leave." And I was kind of confused because they've been so nice before.
Wow, so what'd you say?
So I said, why do I have to leave? And the guy said, "I'm sorry, but you smell and you just can't be in here right now. This is a place that has to be sanitary for all customers, so I'm sorry, unless you can get cleaned up, I'm going to have to ask you to leave." And I realized that, yes, I still had dog poop all over me. So I went back into the cold, and I walked back to the place where I'd been sitting before. And I waited, just sitting there. Hardly anyone was out. The streets were pretty empty, which is surprising for New York City, but I guess because it was Christmas Eve. And finally, my dad came back with the tree, and my uncle wasn't there anymore because he was at my grandma's house. So I got in the car, and at first when I got in, it smelled like pine tree, but soon afterwards, it started to smell like dog poop. So even though it was freezing cold outside, we drove with the windows down. And finally, we got to my grandma's house, freezing cold and smelly. But I went inside, and I changed into some clean clothes, and I wrapped my ankle with some ice because it was still pretty swollen. And I enjoyed the rest of my Christmas Eve.
Well, that certainly sounds like you had an interesting Christmas. That's all the time we have, folks. Thanks for listening.